it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, you don't get Paul Ramo today. You get me, Maynard, filling in for Paul, who is on a little vacation here this week. He'll be back again next week, but always happy to fill in and talk with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery in Floral.
Well, Dwayne, you're kind of running around someplace, too, today.
Yeah, I'm up north by Bemidji, too, but I'm not with Paul. But it's raining here, and I heard it rain back there, too.
Yeah, it rained, hammered pretty good for a while there, about 3/4 of an inch of rain, give or take, in the Madison area here. So that's moved on. Sun's kind of peeking out there now, so nothing more for a while, I hope, here anyway. Yeah, we really didn't need it right about now, did we?
No, we didn't need it, and a lot of my farmer friends are saying they're getting worried about, you know, harvest and stuff being so wet, and being wet created a few problems with some of the plants and stuff, so.
Right. Well, because of that water, anything we should be doing special in the gardens or anything?
Oh, I don't think you need to water the gardens.
Save on the water bill a little bit, huh?
Yeah. It's caused some problems with, you know, like blights on your tomatoes and that type of stuff, and so you should, if you have a fungicide or something, probably be concerned about some of those things. But
all right, well, by the way, we want to encourage people to get gardening questions into us. We don't have any to start with here this morning, so we should be able, if you got a question, we should be able to get at it pretty easily enough today. So get those questions over here. You can call them in. Chris and Missy will take them out in the front office here at 320-598-7301. Or you can email them right over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. They'll pop up on the screen here in front of me, and we'll get them to Dwayne. So, see, I didn't even look. What's our plant of the week for this week?
I had a neat experience this past Sunday. Went out to Dawson Covenant Church where Terry Astor, and then he invited the congregation out to his house, and he's a bonsai expert.
Okay, see that now. I just brought it up here. That's a bonsai tree, all right?
Bonsai tree. Terry White has lots of bonsai that he's done over the years, and Friday and Saturday he's going to be exhibiting 5 of his bonsai trees down at the State Fair. So if you are at the State Fair, go to the Horticulture Building, and there's a bonsai, the Minnesota Bonsai Society has a display there, and Terry's exhibiting 5 of his bonsai trees there. And it's quite an art. It's an ancient art. And so,
is that from
really
the Orient or something?
It's from the Orient.
Originally? Yeah. Okay.
The picture that we have posted, that tree that is bonsai is over 400 years old, which is pretty cool.
That is. That's getting up there. That's almost as old as me. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he does a lot of different things to show those. And he put a special oil on that tree so that the wood got darker for our exhibit. And he said then after a few weeks that wears off. But one of the tricks of the trade of exhibiting, I guess.
Anyway, you raise them around here, or you get them from someplace else, or what? How's that work?
But you can buy, you know, starter bonsai trees, or what you do is you kind of find a tree, and usually they're evergreen, but they don't have to be. That's kind of maybe misshapen or whatever, and you direct that growth with different types of copper wire and that type of stuff. So, and you stunt the roots, so it's making it look. I always think it looks like a tree that you find up in the mountains that's growing out of the rocks, and the wind is blowing on it forever and ever. And so, it's an art. You can read up on it in different books and stuff, and. If you really want to know more about it, talk to Terry White. He really loves that. It's one of his passions.
Okay, sounds good. But you probably don't have bonsai seeds over there at Heather Nursery or anything. So you just, yeah.
No, but you can get some of our neglected plants, and you can try to bonsai them.
All right, sounds good. That's very interesting. Hey, just looking at that. That's on the KLQPFM radio Facebook page if you want to see the plant of the week bonsai tree there. And Missy just handed me a question here, Dwayne.
Let's go. What is that?
First, we suppose we can argue about whether it's peonies or peonies. I say peonies. I don't know. What do you say?
peonies.
You say peonies. Okay. Well,
but you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know those flowers anyway. Usually
tomatoes or tomatoes. It doesn't matter.
There you go. Same thing.
Peonies are gorgeous plants. One of my favorites.
They are. And it says my peonies are usually... that usually get green powder like mildew, are brown and dead-looking. Now, should I be concerned?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's the simple answer. Now let's make it the complex one.
It's downy mildew, and it's attacking a lot of other things, too. It's on your peonies and ninebark and lilacs. And what I do with your peonies at this point is, which I did this weekend to ours, is I cut them back to the ground and got rid of that, you know, the vegetation, got rid of, threw it away. And if you want to keep your vegetation yet, I would definitely spray it with a fungicide or Biomentum, which we have at the nursery.
Okay, so let's...
It is a concern, because if it happens year after year, it can kill your plant, and it's pretty hard to kill a peony, but it's not good for your plant. At this point, I would cut them down and get rid of the vegetation.
Okay. How about, we're almost getting to fall here. I hate to say it, you know, but you always talk about all the different things we should be doing when fall comes up in preparation for winter, so maybe we should talk about that a little bit today. What should we...
Hey, you know, it is getting fall because, you know, I created a fall handout that what you should do in fall, mm-hmm. to different types of plants, and like your lawn and your trees and your shrubs. And if you'd like that, we have that at the nursery, or I will be at the fair this year, the Lac Parle County Fair, and I'll have that handout there if you want to get one from us. I always say before you go to the state fair, and state fair started today, didn't it, or yesterday?
Today, I think, was the first day, yeah.
Yeah, so... get your lawn work done. Dandelions are starting to grow again. They're blooming. Isn't that crazy?
It is. I noticed that here and there, but I think that the application to spray that I finally got around to putting on must have done them in, because I haven't had too many popping up in my yard anyway, so that's a good thing.
Well, you're doing it well then, but a lot of people who haven't sprayed or sprayed early this spring, the dandelions are starting to bloom again, so... if you're only going to spend money on your lawn one time a year, I would do it in the fall. So, you know, if it's not a real hot day, you can, you know, don't do it when it's 90 degrees, but you can go out there and spray your lawn. And if you just have the basic weeds, I'd use Trimec. And if you have some of the tougher to kill weeds, Weed Free Zone will take care of, like, Creeping Charlie and clover and the violets and that type of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I sprayed in the spring, and you told me, you know, to avoid damaging my wife's garden that she was kind of concerned about. I think I missed most of it anyway, because that seems to be doing okay, too. But once that's all done and finished off for the season, then I think I'll go out there and try to remember to spray in the fall this year and take your advice.
You bet. You know, if you do it like kind of the first frost, then your other plants have kind of gone dormant. But the weeds still are taking that energy in. The dandelions are taking the energy in from the leaves and bringing it into the roots. So it'll take that chemical in, too. So fall's a great time after a first frost to spray your weeds.
I had less of a problem with clover this year than years past, I think. That didn't seem to be quite as prevalent. Is that because I sprayed them, or because it just wasn't as bad this year?
Well, clover likes it hot and dry, and... we didn't have that this year, but there is definitely clover. I'm just looking out at the lawn here, and there's a lot of clover in there. So that weed-free zone will take clover better than Trimec. But fall is definitely time to spray. And if you people say, well, you can't plant now. Well, you can. Mother Nature plants, you know, you see a lot of things going to seed in the fall. So fall is a great time to plant. Cooler weather, and maybe we'll get more moisture, and so it's a good time to plant, and the plants will still set roots. So we're doing a lot of landscaping with planting trees and planting grass and you know, planting bushes around people's houses and stuff. So good time for planting, good selection of the plants left.
Okay, I just got another question here via email that popped up on my screen here. It says, is it just me or are the spider mites terrible this year, especially on my vinca flowers?
spider mites are just little creatures, and sometimes they call them red spider mites, but there's all different colors. What it is, if you look at the underside of your leaves, like on vinca vine or vinca vine, potentillas, they really like potentillas, is that there's little black spots underneath, but if you take a white sheet of paper and tap the leaves, you'll see these little creatures running around. And what they do is just, they suck all the juices out of the plant, and it looks like your plant is getting dry. Even with all this moisture, it looks like it's drying out. And you gotta spray with a miticide. And then they're not an insect, it's a mite. So there's called Dead Bug Brew, which is a miticide, and you spray that on there. That'll take care of it. And you know what? It'll change really quick.
Do you have some of that over there at Heather Nursery?
Heather Nursery and Floral has that. Do you know why we have that?
Why is that?
Because people have spider mites.
Okay, that's a darn good reason.
Yeah, you know, been doing this almost 50 years now, so they have to find some of the answers to these problems. So Dead Bug Brew is definitely a miticide. That'll take care of your mite problem.
All right, well, we got another question handed to me here, Dwayne. This will be about probably the last one we have time for today. It says, I have a silver maple tree. It's about 15 years old. It has some yellow leaves, and some areas are not producing at all. I already put liquid iron a couple of times. Is it going to make it through the winter?
Needs more than liquid iron. Liquid iron has liquid iron, obviously, and it does have some other chelated minerals. But it's a mineral deficiency, so put more of that liquid iron on there, or get some earth elements, which has a broader range of trace minerals, and that'll help your silver maple. That's what's happening with the other maples, too, that are turning. The autumn blaze maple, which is a type of silver maple, is turning red, and that's a nutrient deficiency. It needs to have more nutrients, so feed those trees heavily.
Okay. Well, we've got one more show before the Waccamaw County Fair. We'll talk again next week on that. But anything else that you're going to have special at the fair? That'll be coming up our next show there. We'll do it live on the 5th. That'll be the first
day. We're going to have a class at the fair on Thursday and Friday at 3:30. We're going to do fall planter pots. You can bring your pot in, but you got to register. You can register at Heather Nursery. In Madison or Dawson or Montevideo, or you can register at the fair. But we're only going to take 10, 12 people each day, and what we're going to do is put fall pots together with, like, mums and grasses and different fall plants. You can bring your own pot, and there is a charge. The charge is just where if you buy a pot there, or if you buy the soil, or if you buy the plants, it'll be a fun thing, a fun activity at the fair. And besides that, exhibit at the fair, too. I always like to see everybody's hort at the garden building there.
Yeah, it's fun to go look at all that. And also, just a quick plug for the fair there. They're looking for vegetables for the veggie races, which I think is on Saturday, right, that you're going to be emceeing?
Yeah, I'm going to emcee that. It's Saturday, but you can bring your flowers and vegetables there. What we do is we make a... like a go-kart or a racer, and we race down the old Boy Scout track, and whoever goes the farthest gets a prize, and the best decorated get prizes, and it's a fun day, and there's always a lot of people.
That's right. And also, if there's if you have any pots, potted plants that you could loan to them that they can display around the fairgrounds, they're looking for that too, so you can drop those off over there when we get a little closer to the fair. They appreciate that. Well, Dwayne, we're about out of time here, but what are the hours there, Heather?
People have been asking that. We have different hours at different stores, but usually from 8:30 till 5 o'clock in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be back on the air with you again next Thursday for another gardening show, and Paul Ramo will be returning, so we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, call in your questions.
You bet. Call them ahead of time. Thanks, Dwayne. You have a great week there.
Bye-bye.
That's Dwayne Hastead with the Heather Nursery and Gardening Show for this week here on Q92.